crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello.
How's it going?
Is the pentatonic scale cancelled?
No.
Okay.
It's fundamental to a lot of rock improvisation.
Okay. So it doesn't matter that I'm playing Sakura underneath you then?
No, I mean, it's also fundamental to a lot of various traditions of music around the world.
Thank you. This is great.
Yeah, we could have a whole other music theory segment.
Song salad with Amelia Discreet.
We're not talking about the pentatonic scale today, though.
Sorry.
We're talking about genericization.
Hoi, say that five times quickly.
I'll do it.
I bet you could, but I don't think Tess or I could.
Genericization.
Genericization.
So the process of becoming generic.
Right.
Just happened to all of us, I'm sure. But basically, this is when you get something which is like a trademarked brand name, and then it becomes
like Kleenex.
Exactly like Kleenex.
Gotcha.
Kleenex. Oh, it's a battle. It's a literal legal battle for Kleenex.
Right.
But yeah, and so, I mean, generic, I think, is a kind of an interesting word. I feel like people don't often think that all of our words about general and generic are related to genitals.
What?
What?
Yeah, because it comes from like genus, like it's a race or a kind of a thing. So a general is like, it's like a group, a category of something.
Right.
And it comes from to give birth, because originally they were talking about races. It's all very weird. Yeah.
What? I had no idea.
With genus... makes sense, but genus is about the whole of the band, not the genital specific bits.
But like,
right?
Because that's also to beget, to give birth.
Right.
And so,
oh my lord.
Yeah. this is not the whole of what we're talking about, but I just think that that's interesting.
Going down to the general store to get... Oh, God.
It's in the same kind of category of things as testimony.
Oh, Amelia!
Which we're not going to talk about. Yeah, so I guess ones that might be familiar to... I think if you look at these lists, a lot of them are really American things, like Jell-O and Kleenex. But in New Zealand, we've got Twink, which I imagine people don't call it that anymore. But,
I love that. But you're right. In America, it's like Tippex as well.
Yeah.
You say you need to Tippex something.
Would Google it be one?
So Google is fighting a legal battle about whether to Google something is like a generic thing. Basically, there's like... I know this is about words and not about law, but yeah, so there's like a whole thing in trademark law where you have an obligation to like protect your intellectual property from becoming generic. And so that's why you'll find people like Google, if you say Google it, but you don't mean use Google specifically,
right.
You'll get cease and desist letters and stuff.
Wow.
So Photoshop is another one. People will say, oh, I Photoshopped it.
Right.
And they will mean any kind of digital.
Image. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Somebody just texted Velcro.
Yeah, Velcro. Hook and loop fastening is what you really ought to call that.
That's such a mouthful.
That French dude, he really, he took the world by storm.
Is that a name?
Yeah,
Mr. Velcro? Monsieur Velcro.
I'm gonna have to re-look into that, because that came into my mind and then I was like, wait, is this right?
Velcro.
And also, quickly... what is it called? Facetune is very quickly becoming a generic term. And so these people are having to fight hard to get it recognized as specifically their intellectual property.
Right.
So there's a whole documentary, if you want to watch it, about Ugg boots.
Oh, yeah.
Because in Australia and New Zealand, Ugg is
a
fairly
brand.
Generic term. But there's an American company called the Ugg Boot Company, and they're going around being like, you can't call these Ugg boots. You have to call them fleece rubber soled.
Oh my goodness, Amelia.
Yeah.
Guess what somebody just texted in? You're going to hate this.
What?
Texter, we were literally having a conversation about this word yesterday, jandals.
Jandals, yeah. Is
that a brand?
This is why we were thinking about it.
I thought it was a portmanteau of Japanese sandals.
I believe that is what the brand is.
Ooh.
I didn't look up this one specifically.
So we should be calling them flip-flops.
Maybe.
Yes, probably.
Oh, somebody else said thongs, but that just seems wrong.
That was me who said dogs. But I was just kind of trying to get on everyone's nerves.
Never.
Ones that you might not think. Bubble wrap.
That's a trademark.
That's a trademark.
So what would you call it otherwise?
You would call it inflatable packaging or something.
Someone's texting rollerblades?
Yes, rollerblades.
Really?
Yeah, inline skates.
Right. That makes so much sense.
Grizzy's also texting champagne only made in Champagne. But wait, is this something slightly different? Because that's a regional protection. Like, there's a lot of that in Italy.
Yeah, so that is not strictly the same as like a brand trademark, yeah. But it is an example of genericization,
right?
In a way, like all sparkling wines, people call them champagne,
yes.
Even though we know it's only when it's from the Champagne region of France. So heroin, heroin was a trademark of the Bayer Corporation.
So it's a drug trademark name.
Yes.
Oh my lord.
Yeah, heroin is a drug trademark name. And in many countries, the trademark was lost because of the Treaty of Versailles, which is a totally bizarro, mind-boggling fact. It was just one of the things, they were like trying to get whatever they could get, and they were like, I want heroin to be a generic brand drug now, and I don't want to have to pay Bayer every time I make heroin.
So Glad wrap.
Glad wrap, totally. Cellophane.
What's that?
Escalator,
I guess,
trampoline,
yeah.
Thermos,
what would a
dry
trampoline be?
Ice. See, a lot of these don't even really have non-branded names. All the ones I've been saying recently have officially been recognized as generic, though.
So
dry ice, kerosene, linoleum, laundromat. All of those
are.
So,
who decides when something has become genericized?
The courts.
Ah.
And it can be different in different countries.
Ah.
So, in some countries, something can be a trademark. And then in another country, that same thing will be a free for all.
So, you can call something a laundromat here because the courts ruled that that was okay. But there was originally one laundromat.
There was the Laundromat Corporation.
Yeah, right.
And then everything. Yeah, even the word zipper was a B.F. Goodrich shoes trademark.
This is wild.
Yeah, it's...
We're getting a lot of texts in. Jacuzzi.
Yep.
Hoover.
Totally.
You're right, though. A lot of them are very American. Because we say Glad wrap in this country, but in America, it's Sarin wrap. And the first time I heard that, I was like, what are you talking about?
It's just a different big
I guess
brand.
It's
Xeroxing, somebody said.
Dumpster.
Really?
Yes, so a dumpster is actually a portmanteau because it was a product of the Dempster Corporation where you would dump things.
It's so funny when they seem so much like a verb or a noun.
Yeah.
Like you literally dump things in a dumpster.
Yeah.
But this is such like a kind of bizarre and recent phenomenon. Like it's only in the 50s you start getting like genericization as like a thing that people talk about. Frisbees, hacky sacks.
So... what's been trademarked? What can't be used?
Yeah, what fought and won?
Yeah.
A lot of these ones. Sorry. These are ones that are still currently trademarked, at least in America. Adrenaline.
Isn't that something your body makes?
Is that a drug? Yeah.
Well, the thing your body makes is called epinephrine. But when you manufacture it to inject it into people, it's called adrenaline. Thank you to the Park Davis Organization.
Right.
AstroTurf. Band-Aids.
Band-Aids, totally.
Bubble wrap is still a current trademark.
That is wild.
Gosh, is there really more than one company that makes bubble wrap?
I would say, yeah, probably. Although they have
to call it
inflated cushioning.
Pocketed air or something.
Chapstick. The Dempster Brothers Inc. still own Dumpster. Frisbee, hacky sack. The suggested generic name here is footbag.
Footbag is awesome. Do you want to go out and play some footbag?
The hula hoop, the jet ski, lava lamps, memory stick is owned by Sony.
Right.
That's why you'll see them called flash storage devices and things like that.
See, I would say USB.
Onesies is owned by Gerber.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the baby company, baby food in America.
Yeah, infant bodysuit, onesie.
This would apply more if you were about to make a product and call your product a frisbee, but you weren't part of the frisbee company,
yes,
then you couldn't do so. But
say,
if I was to say, hey, chuck that frisbee, and it wasn't a real frisbee brand, no one would, like, sue me. Or would they?
I mean, they could. If you published it in a newspaper, they might tell you not to.
Right.
Just because they need to be shown that they're protecting their brand.
Wow.
Yeah, so if you were an ice block company and then you were like, here, buy my lemonade popsicles, Good Humor Brayers would good probably humor. get real mad at you because they own Popsicle.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we call them popsicles here, don't we? Like tip top? No, they call them ice blocks.
Yeah.
Ice lolly?
One of my absolute favorite ones of these is superheroes. So superhero is one word, totally fine. Generic dictionary word, totally normal. Superheroes as two words capitalized is a joint trademark of DC and Marvel.
My Lord.
DC and Marvel finally got together. It's the crossover event of the century. They trademarked the two words superheroes
Boom.
Together.
But as one word.
No, as two words.
As two words. Oh, like, okay.
Which
separated.
Seems kind of
so
hokey.
So you're a superheroes.
Yeah, so if you've got to spell it as one word, otherwise you're infringing on the brand.
Oh.
Tasers. Shout out to the New Zealand police.
it's not a sentence I ever thought I'd hear you say.
it was ironic. There's lots.
All right, guess which song I'm going to play in honor of genericization today.
I have no idea, Sarah.
You know me reasonably well. What band would I play?
I feel like it's going to be Pulp for some reason.
Oh, we've already done Jarvis Cocker in honor of Rachel. This is Kleenex. This is Demon Thrones.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.